Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. It is 109. It is a Wednesday, and it is a huge, huge day for lovers of Prince. You just heard Susie talk about it in the news report there at the top of the hour. It is opening night for Prince the Musical. And let me tell you, I couldn't be more excited. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News. And I'm in for Chad today. Earlier today on 5 Eyewitness News, we had a couple of people who used to work with Prince on the music end. And they were on the show talking about how they were helping to craft the music for this particular production because they wanted to do Prince right. And it sounds like that's sort of one of the primary focuses of what this is all about. So for those of you who are going to get a chance to get out and see it, it sounds like it's so good. Let's talk with Dale Stark. He's with Hennepin Arts. Dale, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good. It's a busy day.
I know. You received my first email at like 4 o'clock this morning, and you responded. So I know you probably have not been sleeping much.
No.
Tell me a little bit about what people can expect if they come to the show.
Oh, for tonight is the official pre-Broadway opening of Purple Rain. So we are going to be celebrating like it's 1999. Sorry, I had to get the lyric pun in. We are having a purple carpet arrival, an illuminated purple paisley pathway, if you will. All kinds of photo opportunities, an energetic show that has just been clamoring for this day for several weeks now.
So you were explaining to me that this the production, and I guess I was a little confused. It's not about Prince. It's an adaptation of the kid who was Prince's character in Purple Rain.
Yeah, so the original movie Purple Rain was fictional. It was loosely based on elements of his life. The stage show is an adaptation of that movie. So through that adaptation, to fill the length of a Broadway show, they were able to add in additional songs in the Prince catalog. Develop some additional depth to Apollonia's character and really kind of open it up much more than, a 1985 sensibility sort of MTV slick looking movie.
Yeah. And on the Apollonia thing, I guess I have to ask if the line of purifying yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka, does that remain in the theatrical production?
You'll just have to come and see.
Leaving us hanging, which is also like the dumbest thing for a pop culture, because I think we all know in these parts that particular part of the movie was not even filmed in Lake Minnetonka, but I digress. Dale, folks want to check out the show. How should they go about doing that?
The best thing to do is go to hennepinarts.org. And then there'll be a link right on the homepage to the Purple Rain event page. And we've been updating the performance grid to identify which performances have the best availability. The show's been open since, or has been running since October 16th. It's been in previews this whole time. So with tonight being the official opening, that will trigger reviews. And we're recommending people get their hands on tickets before they disappear.
And send that, so from here, this thing goes to Broadway. I still have a hard time kind of wrapping my head around that.
Yeah, it's, you know, this hasn't happened here in the Twin Cities since 1997 with The Lion King, because The Lion King made its pre-Broadway debut right here in Minneapolis. So and it worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah, Lion King, it did okay. It did okay. Forgive me for asking this, maybe it's a dumb question, but does that happen with other productions on Broadway? Do they start somewhere else before they actually debut on Broadway?
Not necessarily. It's not a hard, fast rule. Jersey Boys, for instance, started out in La Jolla Playhouse, and it kind of depends on the show, what kind of show it might be, what kind of audience they're thinking it might attract. I believe Mamma Mia went out on tour first before heading to Broadway. So it's a little bit of everything. So, and then of course shows that start their previews on Broadway and then open officially on Broadway. So but it is unique to Minneapolis. We have been fortunate to launch a number of national tours in Minneapolis, but it hasn't been since 97 since that we've launched a brand new Broadway musical.
Dale, I appreciate your time today. I know it's a big night tonight. So,
oh my gosh, absolutely.
As they say, break a leg. Do they say that to you too, or is that?
No, because I might prep and fall, and then that wouldn't be good for anyone.
Might actually break a leg. Well, nobody wants that. Dale Stark with Hennepin Arts. Dale, good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks so much, Chris. Email me anytime at 4 a.m.
I will. You know I will. You know I will.
Alrighty.
Thanks.
Thanks much.
All right.
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
What?
You have to purify yourself in Lake Minnetonka.
There it is.
Got to be in the show.
That's the line.
You have to put it in
the
show.
It has to be in the show.
The crowd will be booing mercilessly at the end of the show if they don't hear it.
100%. 100%. Has to be there. Can I say something controversial?
You can go ahead and do that.
And this is going to... I even hesitate for these words to come out of my mouth.
Oh, you're about to do it. You already teased it. So come on. Let's out with it.
The movie Purple Rain is terrible.
Wow.
Okay. It is awful. It is absolutely horrid.
Clearly you do not understand the arts. You do not understand film, cinema, as one might say.
I know some of you guys agree with me out there. 651-461-9226. Purple Rain. An awful movie. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Newstalk 830 WCCO, it's 119.
How dare you talk over this music?
I don't want to.
After what you said.
This is one of the greatest songs of all time. You'll get no arguments from me. I grew up with this cassette playing 24/7.
Yeah.
And you don't really think about...
They had those cassettes in the Dakotas?
Yes, they did. You don't think about how big of an impact an artist has on your life until they're gone. And it's when Prince died, it was like, oh my gosh, like the music was always there. And I think for a lot of people, it comes back to Purple Rain and it comes back to this soundtrack. And he has all kinds of other great music. But we need to come clean on this and just admit it. I love the movie Purple Rain, but it's not good.
73% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty good.
It's kind of corny.
Corny can be good. Corny doesn't mean bad.
And then that was your experience with watching it, Dave?
No.
Because you...
haven't seen it. And have no interest in seeing it. Maybe.
That's what I thought.
Came out the year of my birth. I'm sorry. Not going back.
I am surprised at the amount of people who have not seen the movie. Because I love it. I love its campiness. I love its corniness. When I said I didn't like the movie, I was kind of just teeing this up.
You're lying now. You're trying to get back in Minnesota's good graces.
It's not. Morris Day's character in that movie is so, he's just so good. It's just, Prince is so young. It's just the music, though. We need to be honest with ourselves. The movie is what it is, but it is the soundtrack. And that is the thing that holds this thing together. It's not the acting. I'm sorry, Prince was a fantastic musician, not a great actor.
Did Paisley Park call you during the break? That's quite the backpedal.
I never said I hated the movie.
That's what I heard.
Richard's on the line. Hey, Richard, WCCO talking text line 651-461-9226. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing fine. I called in when you said that right away because, yeah, Prince was hardly an actor. But other than a possible argument for Apollonia, the only reason to watch that movie is the music.
I mean, Morris Day was great. Right?
Yeah. Well, his character.
Silence.
Oh, no, I agree. He actually can act. He actually could act. You know, he was, you know, doing his stage stuff. But, you know, what is nice about the movie is the music, and you get a nice little First Avenue concert, you know, footage. So that's the only reason. And if that's the only reason, then just play the album.
Richard, while I have you, what's another overrated movie that really, it just, in your opinion, isn't good?
Another overrated movie.
That, like, everybody seems to like, and, like, culturally everyone's into, like, say, Caddyshack.
Oh, Caddyshack's great because, you know, there's not a wasted line in the whole thing. It's either a setup or a punchline. I see it'd be, you know, some of the classic, well, like Wizard of Oz. maybe it's just, you know, overkill because I watched it 50 times growing up.
Yeah.
You know, every fall it was on. And they could do it, well, you know, they could do a much better job of it now because of, you know, CGI and that sort of stuff.
How dare you, Richard, take shots at Wizard of Oz with our beloved Judy Garland?
Have you heard about the Ruby Slippers?
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. I get it, you know, you got to be the, you know, the state home counter here. But if you read the original book and then look at it, they're like two different things. They really are different.
Well, and that's,
the
I think...
The book is dark and dirty and mysterious, and they just cleaned it up nice and pretty for Hollywood.
Well, sure. Richard, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. You bet.
WCCO Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. I purposely said this to try to enrage you out there that Purple Rain was terrible because I wanted to get your feedback, and it's working. I don't hate the movie. I love the soundtrack. I think the movie's okay. And I don't like Caddyshack, by the way. You did hear me say that.
That's disgusting and disturbing. Caddyshack is a classic.
Fine. It's fine.
It's a comedy classic.
It's fine.
It's not as good as Caddyshack 2.
It's fine. The gopher? What? I don't get it. Talk a text line. Here we go. Now, this is interesting. I saw a preview of it, and the Lake Minnetonka fans were not disappointed.
Good.
So that person's implying that, yes, indeed, there will be a reference to Lake Minnetonka in the stage adaptation.
A 5-minute applause break.
Right. Purple Rain, the movie, was like what would happen if a plumber tried to do vascular surgery. Prince should have stayed in his lane that time. That's funny. That's really funny. I already knew we were on the opposing sides regarding politics. Now I know we are polar opposites after hearing you hate Purple Rain. A, how do you know what side I'm on politically? Because I don't ever say, because I think they're both wackadoodle. And I don't hate Purple Rain. I just don't think the movie is that great. But thank you for your comments.
We all have movies that we know objectively are not good. But for whatever reason,
have a emotional connection.
We still enjoy watching them, right?
Right, right.
I mean, not me. I only like the classics.
Well, Richard doesn't like Wizard of Oz. I haven't heard that one. Blazing Saddles is overrated. WCCO Talk and Text Line. What's the overrated movies? I said Caddyshack. I did. I'm sorry.
I'll throw another sports classic comedy at you. Slapshot.
That's blasphemy.
Never cared for it.
That is blasphemy.
I know it is.
That is blasphemy.
I just never did anything for me.
Yeah.
Watched it a couple times. I watched it once and really that was it. Tried it again. No, I guess that was it. Okay, the Hansons. All right, yeah. Putting on the foil. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. That's a tough one to say. That's a tough one to say you don't like.
Yeah. Come get me, state of hockey.
In these parts. You're probably going to get some ragey texts here.
Oh, you took on the Prince people. I'm taking on Hockey Nation, I guess.
Blazing Saddles was overrated. Interesting.
I like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. But.
Except for the ending. Ending's terrible.
The texture's funny. I know it was inadvertent, but it says Blazing Saddles. Maybe that's a different.
Also not a great
maybe
movie.
That's a different one. let's see. Under the Cherry Moon was worse. Okay. Nacho Libre.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Playing a
luchador. Jack Black's you're really in on him or you're not.
Yeah.
I found. Agreed, Slapshot is an awful movie, but some of the funniest parts in Slapshot are still funny. Okay. Top Gun sucks. Oh. That one will ruffle a lot of feathers.
Came across a list a couple weeks ago of what was, you know, by whatever data points these folks used, the 50 greatest films of all time.
Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick was like number 11.
One of my... I
what a horrible list.
That's a sequel, right?
Yes.
I kid you not, one of my best friends, in fact, he's been texting me because he's on a flight right now. Every time he gets in the plane, he watches Top Gun Maverick. Every time. Every time. And this person's not insane. He's a very successful businessman.
Is Kenny Loggins running through his head
every
as he's going through
time,
security?
And he screen grabs it and texts me a picture of it. Hey, guess what's on?
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, what? Overrated movie is Vacation with Chevy Chase. Sucked. Oh, that's a hot take.
Is that Chad texting? No man has hated Chevy Chase more than Chad.
Well, I think Chevy Chase had a reputation of not being the nicest guy.
Still has that reputation,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. Speaking of which, The Three Amigos.
I love that movie.
I liked it at the time, but I don't know if I watched it now if I would think it was fun.
It's been many years, but as a child, I ran that VHS 100%, into the ground.
100%. I think that's probably part of what my issue is with Purple Rain too, because at the time I thought it was amazing, but I watched it again like last year, a couple years ago, and I was just like, this really is not a very good movie.
Turns out I just like the music.
I mean, the music is just so, so good. Fun fact about filming Purple Rain is that Morris Day, in quotes, was off getting high when he wasn't filming scenes. What? That's quite the allegation. Daryl in Minneapolis. Wow.
We had the director of the movie in a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was playing at maybe like Twin Cities Film Festival or something. It was like an anniversary. And he came in and he told us a great story about they have the montage scene when doves cry, and he didn't have the music for it. He needed a song. And one night called Prince, say, hey, I'm working on the montage. I need you a song. I need you to get me a song. Okay, I'll figure something out. Next morning, when doves cry.
That's insane.
That's pretty good. Here it is. There you got your tune.
The two guys we had on Minnesota Live this morning who work with them musically, they described him like that. They described him as like a ocean or waves, and his creativity, he could just poof.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, folks. WCCO Talking Text Line. We really hit a nerve with this one about overrated movies. We have The Jerk. More people on Top Gun, hating on Top Gun. We're going to dig into a topic that you heard on the top of the news a short time ago. Susie was talking about this. There are some physicians who are in the middle of a one-day strike right now. And so a lot of doctors have walked off the job to make a point, and I want to deep dive on that. Find out more about what that is all about. When we come back, you are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. The time is 1:35. I think I figured out the musical theme to the day today. It's something to do with blue skies, weather, skies.
Just blue in general.
Blue.
Things
okay.
Kind of went blue's way over the election results.
Oh, there! Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
You are thinking.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good. Producer Dave Harrigan mastering the music that I threw off by having him play that Prince song. Sorry about that, Dave.
It's all good. It fits.
It did. It did. All right. I want to learn more about this. Susie Jones had it at the top of the hour. We've been talking about it on Channel 5 all morning. 600 Allina Health medical personnel on a one-day strike today. Workers on the strike include doctors, physicians, assistants, nurse practitioners who are members of the Doctors Council, SEIU. The strike impacts 60 clinics in Minnesota and one in Wisconsin. And we have Dr. Cora Walsh online. She's a family medicine with Allina, member of the Doctors Council, SEIU bargaining team. Doctor, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So tell me where you're at now and what's going on with this one-day strike.
Well, I am currently just outside the Allina Commons where we are culminating our day of strike action with a rally outside the Allina Commons, which is the central administrative headquarters for Allina Health.
And I'm sure this is something that you guys obviously had given great thought to for it to get to this point that you felt necessary for this one-day strike. Sort of tell me about how we got to this point.
Yeah. I mean, we do not take lightly the fact that we have walked away from patient care for today. Where we want to be is in clinics caring for our patients. It takes a lot for us to feel that we need to do this. We have been bargaining now with Allina for over 20 months. We've had over 50 bargaining sessions. And along the way, we have used various methods to really try to show Allina how serious we are about winning a good contract for primary care that we think can provide the kind of improvements that our patients and providers need to see. And unfortunately, we've gotten to the point where we felt we really needed the action of a strike in order to get Allina's attention, as we continue to see not enough progress at the bargaining table on some really important issues.
Can you talk specifically about some of the issues that you're seeing every day?
Yeah. I've been a family physician now in practice for 10 years, and I was saying with my colleagues this morning, some have had careers over decades and watched healthcare change. Even in the last 10 years, it just feels like our healthcare system is rapidly changing before our eyes as more and more of healthcare becomes corporate. And so many of the things that used to be decided on an individual level between a provider and their patients, what a provider thought was best for their patients in the clinic, many of those decisions over time have really come out of our hands and into corporate offices that feel very far removed from the exam room where we are with our patients day to day. And so we really organized to bring our clinician voice and bringing our voices together to stand up for what we think needs to be happening in healthcare. The administrative burdens of primary care have dramatically increased in recent years, and we've seen that happen while we have fewer and fewer staff, particularly since the COVID pandemic. We've had providers leave primary care. As patients are well aware, there's a primary care shortage. We do not have enough providers, enough staff, and so that burden of work falls on fewer and fewer folks to bear that load. And that results in, I mean, patients feel that. They feel that in the long wait times to see your doctor, the time it takes your provider to get back to you about your lab results, how hard it is to get in touch with a clinician in your clinic. So we know our patients feel those things. We're here together to try to fight some of this change that is happening in healthcare.
Forgive me for asking this. This is just a dumb guy not inside the industry like you are. But I think I'm picking up what you're throwing down. But when you were saying the corporatization of medicine. Is that a case where the physician wants to do X, Y, Z, but the company says, no, we don't do it like that. We do it like ABC now. I mean, can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, now, decades ago, the norm was for clinics to be owned independently by physician groups. And as those clinics, it's become really unsustainable for a lot of those clinics to keep their doors open because of the financial pressures in healthcare. And we've had more and more of those clinics bought up by corporate healthcare groups. And with that corporate structure comes centralizing of decision making. And so, and I, in speaking with my colleagues who have really been a part of that transition, what we've seen is things that we used to be able to ask for day to day. Hey, I really need to have an extra nurse in order to see the number of patients, be able to work in, add on patients, sick kids who need to be seen that day. I really need an extra nurse at my side. Those are things we used to be able to ask for. And those are decisions that are now made at much higher levels of the company, far away from the day-to-day that we are experiencing. And so it feels like more and more of that becomes centralized in a way that doesn't reflect what we are asking for on the ground level.
Dr. Walsh, I'm gonna be the devil's advocate here, and because I know we do hear this from people. It's like, well, you guys are doctors. You're making a lot of money. It'll be okay. That's not a fair position, though, for people to have from your perspective.
Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate you bringing that up. I mean, I think that's, you know, we recognize that being a doctor, being a healthcare professional, yes, it's a well-compensated field of work, particularly relative to much of the, you know, working world. What this is really about is our working conditions and what we're able to deliver on for our patients. So really, at the end of the day, when I don't have control over what my day-to-day work looks like, it can prohibit me from delivering the kind of care that I want to give my patients. And so this is really about bringing back our voice to how we deliver care and making primary care sustainable. So we see there is a dramatic provider healthcare clinician shortage in primary care, and the reason is because burnout rates are so high. It has become incredibly difficult to have work-life balance in this field. You know, we're asking for things in our contract like sick time, just to have sick time, to take care of ourselves so that we can be back at work taking care of patients. And so this is really about bigger issues in healthcare. We've got proposals on the table to align around adequate staffing in clinic. So this is around those bigger issues that drive what care looks like.
Where would you like to see things go from here? Back to the table. Let's get this worked out. If you don't arrive at that, is this something that we could be seeing more of down the road?
Yeah, we today want Alina to know, with this show of support we have across our colleagues, across our membership, that we're serious. These are urgent issues that we think need to be fixed in a contract now. And so we would like to see Alina come back to the bargaining table really ready to make meaningful change on some of the open issues on the table so that we can work on making primary care better together and get back to our work of taking care of patients. And that's why we chose a one-day strike. We do not want to be away from patient care. We felt we were pushed to this position by Alina not negotiating to the degree we need to see at the bargaining table. So we'd like this to just be a one-day strike because we want to be there caring for patients.
Doctor, did I read that the number of people who are there right now and who are off the job today, is this some kind of a record?
Yeah, to our knowledge, this is the first strike of its kind in the state of Minnesota to have physicians and nurse practitioners, physician assistants out on strike like this. And it is the largest strike of its kind in the country that we know of, as we are the largest private sector physician union in the country. We are proud to be joining the labor movement. we really look to our colleagues across the labor movement. We have folks out here supporting us from many unions, MNA, SEIU, AFL-CIO. We have folks here who have been here supporting us, and we are happy to be joining the work of labor, organizing together to improve working conditions across the labor movement.
All right. Well, you just heard from Dr. Cora Walsh. She is family medicine with Allina, and she is one of the 600 people right now who are standing outside on a one-day strike. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Also want to let you guys know who are listening right now that Allina does have a statement here to talk about it. This specifically says, Allina Health is disappointed that some of our clinic providers are choosing to engage in a one-day strike and stepping away from caring for their patients. It added it is committed to continuing to provide safe, high-quality care while workers are striking. This includes working with 25% of workers represented by the union who are not striking. You guys have thoughts on this? Talking text line, lighting up right now, 651-461-9226. Some of your comments when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 1:50. Time for the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to refresh your curb appeal with beautiful new siding, 50% off installation and labor through November 30th. Lit the old powder keg with the conversation we just had with an Allina doctor about their one-day strike. You guys have things to say about that on the WCCO talking text line.
Rather personal for everybody.
651-461-9226. What was that, Dave?
I said it's a rather personal issue for everybody.
Absolutely, it is.
We all need doctors, and we need doctors. When we need one, we need one.
And imagine if you'd had an appointment set up for today, and you'd had it set up 6 months ago, and then this walkout happens today. But from the doctor's perspective, how else do you make your how else do you get your point across unless you do something dramatic?
Yeah.
All kinds of comments here. Let's read a couple of them, shall we? Since the Allina doctors want more money, ask the doctor how much money the physicians make. I did talk to her about that. The ads I've seen start their docs at $300,000 a year. Yeah, they get paid well, but you know what? They also went to school for 25 years and spent a lot of money doing it. Devil's advocate on that one. Agreed, our healthcare system has went down a negative road. My husband was diagnosed with bladder stones August 5th. Needs a procedure. They can't do it until November 20th. In the meantime, he needs to be on an antibiotic from August 5th until his procedure. Oof. Upsetting and sad. And whose fault is that? I've heard a lot of people who have needed to get a surgery and they just can't. I think there's probably a lot of factors at play there with that particular thing. And Allina has a side to this too. They're trying to run a business. Each of us citizens gives the medical community thousands of dollars each year, and a high percentage of us never use it. Can't the good peeps in the medical community split up the money fairly among themselves? Stop the greed. Stop the greed. No sympathies for them. They make a livable wage and have benefits. I think it's very easy. It's an easy thing to go after the doctors and say, you make a lot of money. Wah. But I also don't think that's fair. To get paid that kind of money, you have to have an important job with a lot riding on it. Just like the air traffic controllers. Can you imagine trying to save someone's life when, as she just said, can't even get a day off, can't get a sick day off? Like, no, it's okay. I need you to come in.
You're a doctor. What are you getting sick for?
Yeah, is that
you should have all the answers.
Is that the person you want doing your surgery? The person who's, you know, got pneumonia?
No. And as she spoke about, you know, it's also about staffing help. You know,
right.
Having,
right,
you know, nurses that you need to do specific procedures, whatever it is. So, yeah, of course, it's always going to be at least a part about money. But if these things in the end will also help patient care too, beyond just their salaries, whether it's staffing, sick days, all that stuff,
yeah,
you know, weigh it. Is it worth it? It's probably worth it if you're not one who had an appointment today.
Well, it kind of goes back to the idea of a one-day walkout by the air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm.
They could do it. It's not their job to do it. They could end the strike. They could end the government shutdown.
I heard you mentioning that Monday.
Yeah, I talked about that on Monday. They could very easily do that.
Yeah.
And guess what? Everything down.
NFL, you're stuck for a week.
Yeah. And no I never even thought about that, but about, and then how much that would spread into the bigger economy.
The nation would revolt.
But that's why you strike, right? Like, that's why you, if you get to that point, like, you're doing that because you know it's going to be disruptive. Same with the Minneapolis teachers, which could go on strike. As soon as next week, Tuesday, could. There's nothing definitive yet. But it certainly seems like it's headed that way.
I hope they don't.
I mean, you're and those teachers, as we reported on Channel 5, and they what many of you would probably consider make a pretty good wage, $80,000, $90,000 a year,
average. Some more.
And I'm the product of teachers, and it's not a diss. I respect the profession. But sometimes you got to look around at the environment of the world and go.
The environment of your district.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Specifically Minneapolis, not exactly strong
right.
in their financial position right now. No, right. If I was a parent in the Minneapolis school district, I'd be furious. I'd be furious if there was a strike. I just would. And that's much like we're talking about with the doctors. That's because I would have children that are directly affected by that.
Yeah.
If I was at an age where I didn't have children in the schools, I wouldn't care as much.
It wouldn't have as big of an impact.
But if my kids were in Minneapolis schools, I would be so angry right now looking at what Channel 5 reported about
the salaries, yeah.
Knowing what the finances are like in the district. I would not be taking it well. Enjoy your 3-month summer. 2 weeks at Christmas.
I think we hit a nerve on that one, David.
Mm-hmm.
Some more of your talking texts. The more I listen to doctors, nurses, and teachers always complaining, the more I think unions should go away. Always wanting more. I know that is a perspective that a lot of you share out there. I have some friends who work at Allina. It is not a great work environment. Tried calling, no one answered. My wife's on the line right now. I love how they say they want to provide safe care today. So that person's trying to get through the clinic and
goodness.
not happening.
That's never happened in the history of medicine. Always a very quick, prompt response.
If you don't get sick days, do you think that they're mentally at their best to take care of you safely? And another great point. If you're sick and tired please come perform that heart surgery on me right now.
Sneezing into the open.
Yeah, I haven't had a day off.
It's fine.
My friend's tuition to become a doctor, $450,000. Yeah, that they definitely need to be paid what they are paid. That's not a statement other than to pay off their doctorate college bills.
What if they can pay off their house? Unlike you, Mr. Eggert, Mr. Financial Irresponsibility.
That's a callback to our earlier conversation. You can catch that on the podcast if you'd like. Some of us of a certain age in a certain era, it's going to be pretty hard to pay off a house. Just saying. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now...
imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.